The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include a Broadway-style cabaret, roots music, folk rock, art openings, literary events, plus a whole lot more. Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell will perform a rare, intimate cabaret concert outside under a tent at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. The concert is a benefit for Berkshire Theatre Group, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Actors Fund and Black Theatre United. Tonight at 7 p.m., the Mapletones, an acoustic roots music duo featuring Max Rainwater on fiddle and Nicole Ball on guitar, perform outdoors at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. Singer-songwriter Sean Rowe will bring his gritty folk rock poetry to the Foundry in West Stockbridge, Mass. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. A throwback to 1970s-era soulful rock poets like Leonard Cohen, Bruce Springsteen, and Van Morrison, Sean Rowe boasts an impossibly deep and rich baritone and a gift for melody. I speak from experience when I say that Sean Rowe is just an amazing performer. You don't have to go into his show knowing any of his material in order to be blown away just by the experience. Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter Reed Fahl, best known locally as the founder and singer-guitarist of the group Acoustic Junction, brings his rootsy brand of original folk rock to Courtyard D outdoors at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday with two concerts at 7:30 p.m. and 9:30. Speaking of Mass Mocha, ceramic works by Peter Pincus, inspired by three of Solowitz's wall drawings that are on display at the Cultural Laboratory, are on view at Ferrin Contemporary Gallery on the grounds of Mass Mocha now through Sunday, October 11th. And paintings by five abstract artists, including Karen Schaefer, Hideo Akamura, Dana Piazza, Linda Schlossberg, and Barbara Takanaga, go on view today at Bernay Fine Art in Great Barrington, Mass., in the exhibition Lines and Colors, running through Monday, October 5th. The second annual Hudson Eye, an artist-driven 10-day annual public program with a focus on dance, music, performance, film, visual art, and online panel discussions, concludes its run this weekend with more live and online events. On Saturday at 1 p.m., Sherry Jo Williams will lead a Zoom presentation about Hudson design in this very design-savvy city. On Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m., dancer-choreographer Thea Little will perform at the Hudson Milliner Art Salon. On Sunday at 1 p.m., writer Rebecca Wolf will attempt to answer the question, "Who is an artist in Hudson?" in an online forum. And Sunday at 7:30 p.m., Shanika McIntosh presents The Spiral as Ritual at Space 428. Works by Don Wazin, Robert Palumbo, and Lisa Ivory go on view at Pamela Salisbury Gallery in Hudson this evening with an opening reception at 5 to 7 p.m. The artworks will remain on view through Sunday, October 4th. And looking ahead to midweek next week, author and journalist Seth Rogovoy, that would be yours truly, will moderate a conversation with author Robert Kolker as part of the virtual Spencertown Academy Festival of Books on Wednesday, September 9th at 7:30 p.m. The discussion will focus on Kolker's gripping new book, Hidden Valley Road, Inside the Mind of an American Family, which recounts the heartrending and bizarre story of a mid-century American family in which 6 of 12 children were diagnosed with schizophrenia. This medical mystery was so extraordinary that they were one of the first families studied by the National Institute of Mental Health. This year's Spencertown Academy Festival of Books starts today and runs through Monday, October 12th, and features a wide range of Zoom events with distinguished authors and documentary filmmakers, children's programs, and an online book sale. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.